Well, howdy, pard. Here's an invitation to go trail dreaming out where the West really begins. Now you're saddled up, reins in hand on a good horse, in God's country, all kinds of elbow room, no horns a-honking or no loud music to dull the sounds of Mama Nature. Combine all this with your hosts, Andy and Jim Nelson, along for the ride. Now they're going to keep you where you belong, clear out west, with news, culture, poetry, entertainment, all from the hub of cowboy country where you are. Stay tuned, won't you, for the best in the West, bar none, and enjoy the ride.
Hey there, big fella. You know, I slept like a baby last night.
Yeah?
Yeah, I woke up every 2 hours wanting to be fed.
Feed me.
Feed me, yeah. And changed.
Yeah.
Clear Out West Radio Show. Andy and Jim Nelson, your hosts. Thanks for going for a ride with us, folks. One more time, one more week in cow country.
Now, welcome to our outfit.
All right, you ready for these?
I am ready.
It's just a bunch of nonsense anyway.
No.
Why is Monday so far from Friday and Friday so close to Monday?
Good question.
Dad nabbit.
Yeah.
Hate it.
Yeah.
Never judge a book by its movie.
Boy, isn't that the truth?
That's a truism right there. That one right on the head.
Yeah.
The difference between stupidity and genius is that genius has its limits.
It does, doesn't it?
Albert Einstein quoted that, and he would know.
And stupidity knows no limits.
Knows no limits.
Yeah.
Boy, you hit that one on the head.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Don't worry, the spider is smaller than you.
Yeah.
Yeah, so what if I use a grenade? Yeah.
I still got it, right?
Yeah, swatting mosquitoes with a shotgun.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, right. Mm-hmm. Oh, I hate Mondays.
You do?
Yeah, Tuesdays.
Wednesdays.
Thursdays. Half a Friday.
Half a Friday.
A half day Friday. Yeah.
The rest is pretty good.
Not terrible.
Not bad.
Yeah. If you can't remember my name, just say chocolate and I'll turn around.
Chocolate.
Huh? What?
Huh? You talking to me?
Somebody say chocolate? Yeah, that's right. I may not know karate, but I know crazy, and I'm not afraid to use it.
I do know crazy.
True story. I don't like morning people.
You don't?
No.
Oh.
Or mornings. Or people.
Keep going.
Right. Yeah. Let's see. Why cry for someone when you can laugh next to someone else?
No kidding.
Yep. If you can't laugh at your own problems, call me. I'll laugh at them.
I'll help you out.
I'll help you out there, brother.
Yeah.
That's right. Whenever I clean my closet, I take a GPS with me so I can find my way back.
My closet's not that big.
Yeah, no, my closet isn't either. I should say when I clean my tack room. Yeah.
Well, okay, that's another story.
When I clean my barn.
There you go.
Yeah,
now you're talking.
Right. Yeah. Survey said that 9 out of 10 people love chocolate.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the 10th person is lying.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. Come on now.
Come on, man. If lying was a job, some people would be billionaires.
Oh, man. That would be me.
Cell phones these days keep getting thinner and smarter.
Yeah.
People, on the other hand.
The exact opposite. Which button do I push?
Right. Yeah. So instead of saying, you know, I didn't turn in my homework because the dog ate my homework. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Nowadays, it's the cat ate my mouse.
Oh, right? Oh, I hadn't thought of that.
I didn't get
one.
My work done because
the cat ate my mouse.
Yeah. I'm old enough to know better.
Yeah.
But young enough to do it anyway.
Yeah. I'm going to do it anyhow.
I don't care.
I just don't care.
Right? Yeah. You can only be young once, but you can always be immature.
Oh, hey, that's a bumper
sticker. That's a great quote by Dave Barry.
I like that.
Yeah.
Who's Dave Barry?
I know that I am stupid, but when I look around me, I feel much better.
I do, yeah.
Yeah, I don't feel so bad when I start to look around, right?
Exactly.
Yeah. Yeah. Hey, we got a great show coming at us this week. The Gillette brothers are riding along with us. Baxter Black has some poetry. We have Richard Aloyan, Don Edwards, Hot Club of Cowtown.
Ooh,
but we're going to start with Bill Barwick, Cowboys Standard Time.
It's dark and it's cold, and he don't need to be told. It's time for him to get up and get going. 'Cause there's stock yet to move, and there's work yet to do. Make up for the daylight that they're burning. Cowboy Standard Time is what he lives on. He don't need a watch to know the time of day. Cowboy Standard Time is what he lives on. He don't know another life. He don't know another way. There were stars overhead when he crawled off to bed. Let the younger men sit around the fire. When it's too dark to read and it's too dark to see, a seasoned hand will know when to retire. Cowboy Standard Time is what he lives on. He don't need a watch to know the time of day. Cowboy Standard Time is what he lives on. He don't know another life. He don't know another way. There, cattle, they don't care the time of day or even where they're going. But a man will sometimes find the kind of peace of mind he only knows in the life he's chosen. Cowboy Standard Time is what he lives on. He don't need a watch to know the time of day. Cowboy Standard Time. He don't know another life. He don't know another way. He don't know another way.
Boy, that's exactly right. It is Cowboy Standard Time.
Yeah, yes.
Coming from The Voice, Bill Barber.
The Voice.
The Voice, yeah. Yes. All right, great way to start out Cal Radio. And incidentally, Cowboy Standard Time.
Apropos.
What time is it?
What time is it?
You tell me.
Well, the genesis, of course, here just recently we went through a time change.
Yeah. Daylight savings time.
Yeah.
You know, why don't we just spend a little time on that, as long as you brought that up.
Since.
Yeah.
Sensuous.
Sensuous.
Yes.
since you brought it up. Daylight savings time.
Why?
Yeah. The...
I know why.
Yeah, well, we do. Yeah. Our dad used to say it was because so golfers could golf.
Yeah, more golfing time.
Yeah,
yes.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Doesn't matter if you're up at the sun and down with the sun.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
Doesn't
farmers, ranchers.
It's all the same. And the old Indian saying says, only a white man would cut one foot off the end of a blanket and sew it on the other end and think he has a longer blanket.
Longer blanket.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I like that.
It's true, isn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, it is very true.
It's a truism. You know, I don't care. Mm-hmm. At this point in time.
Pick one.
Pick one or the other.
Yeah.
Stick with it.
And leave it alone.
Yeah, and just quit.
Yeah, and yeah. I guess this started back in the 20s.
Yeah,
the First World War, maybe. I can't remember the research that I did. What little research?
I can't even tell you.
But I think there was daylight savings back in the First and the Second World War.
Gotcha.
I don't see the advantage.
Well, it's for office workers. Mm-hmm. So when you get home, there's still some daylight to do something.
Okay. Well, I'll go along with that.
Yeah, but it goes right along the lines with what Dad said.
Yeah.
Golfers.
Well, and this is a sad deal. We're a slave to the time clock, aren't we?
Yeah, that's a true statement.
When you get right down to it.
I've always hated wearing a watch. And I never did because I got tired of buying new ones.
Yeah. Yeah, they don't last long.
No, I'd smash one. Mm-hmm. I'd dunk it in water.
Or some other organic matter. Yeah,
that's exactly right.
Yeah.
It reminds me of Dad mentioned when he was a kid and they were out in the hayfield.
Mm-hmm.
So they were up at the sunlight.
Right.
All right. They got all their chores done, mm-hmm. Fed all the animals, things like that, then went for breakfast.
Yeah, then had breakfast.
Then had breakfast. After breakfast, you went to the hayfield.
Mm-hmm.
All the time, never looking at a watch.
Never touched it, yeah.
Until 10 o'clock. He said that 10 o'clock there was a break.
Mm-hmm.
You never looked at your watch either.
Yeah.
Because homemade donuts came from the house.
Right.
At 10 o'clock. You took a little break, had a donut, maybe they brought out a glass of milk or
a cup
or
of coffee.
Yeah,
something
to that effect. Mm-hmm. Then you went back to work.
You settled up and went to work.
Then at 1 o'clock, mm-hmm. there was lunch.
There it was.
Yeah.
Magically appeared.
It either came or you went in, and then you finished out the rest of the day till the sun went down.
Right.
Was going down.
Yeah.
Then finished your chores.
Do the chores.
Yeah.
Then
had supper.
Supper.
Took care of the horses and took care of the chores and then had supper. That is how you kept time back then.
And man, could you sleep.
Because you worked.
Sleep was not an issue.
That's a fact. We need to ditch out to a cowmercial now.
Okay.
Yeah. But the good news is when we come back, Hot Club of Cowtown is going to sing to us. Range Magazine is a national award-winning quarterly publication devoted to the issues that threaten the West, its people, culture, lands, and wildlife. No stranger to controversy, Range presents thought-provoking, common-sense stories on environmental and political problems facing the people who feed America. Range is on the front lines fighting against the burdens natural resource providers face every day and showcases a unique way of life and a valued and disappearing rural heritage by celebrating America's ranchers and farmers. Range is pleased to offer a special package to Cal Radio listeners. Receive a 1-year, 4-issue subscription to Range Magazine and this year Real Buckaroo Calendar, a $33 value for only $20. This special is available only by calling 1-800-RANGE, the number 4, the letter U. That's 1-800-726-4348. And mention you heard it on Clear Out West Radio Show. Range Magazine, the cowboy spirit on America's Outback.